As the mighty Cyclopea speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence to bless him tonight as never before. For all that his love has meant to this earth, all that his love has done for us to bring us this far in the light. Beloved of my heart, in standing guard over the people of earth, I wish you to understand something tonight of our position and our relationship to both the individual, the nation, and also to the whole world. In our effort to protect mankind against destructive forces, we are constantly surging everywhere there is the slightest opportunity to expand the light into and around individuals and conditions. And in the expanding of that light, our work becomes, and is of course always, eternal. While the effect may temporarily not be revealed, yet I assure you, no earnest effort to expand the light, the constructive way of life, into the outer activities of this world is ever lost. So in our effort to protect mankind against their own human destructive creation, we seek always to find what is constructive within the individual and then strengthen and protect and expand that wherever possible. Now, nature, and I'm speaking now, of course, of the powers of the atomic structure and the higher mental body of every life stream is merciful indeed to mankind in giving more opportunity to rise out of destructive conditions. For this reason, could individuals see instantly the forms that are created by their thoughts and their feelings just the moment they are released, I tell you, they would die in horror at the sight. Mankind has no concept of the forms they create through destructive thought and feeling and destructive words. You see, all of this accumulated at the inner level is the pressure that causes them to do destructive things in physical action. And so in our effort to consume that and set mankind free, there must come conscious understanding of this law. Then mankind and individuals among them can work with open eyes, as it were, instead of blindfolded as they seek their way through outer world conditions, not knowing what results they produce by the causes they generate. Therefore, since you are our family, we have joined you and you have joined us in this great effort to set mankind free from themselves or from their own creation. We are constantly using every opportunity to watch carefully wherever there is a condition that is constructive that we can either strengthen or expand. We watch constantly the life stream of every individual. And in this way, we take advantage of sometimes a temporary attunement when the attention of the outer self is upon something that is constructive, something uplifting, we seek in every way possible to seize those opportunities and do many things. You might say on the spur of the moment that have not even been planned, but which if mankind suddenly release a certain vibratory action, we take advantage of that and sometimes in a moment can do what it might take years or centuries to accomplish otherwise. So you never know from the outer self's standpoint just what is in any set of circumstances from the inner standpoint, except as you become more sensitive and feel our happiness and our encouragement and strength in you to seize these opportunities and use them to their fullest extent. Now, this is what is occurring in your presentation of the pageant of I Am Come. There will be many conditions within the feeling and the consciousness of those who come to observe your presentation, wherein the individual will be raised tremendously in a few hours. And in that raising, while their attention is upon the pageant, the higher mental body takes advantage of the situation and calls to us for assistance and can do for an individual in a moment by releasing illumination what might take years of conscious effort to bring to the outer self if we have to drive through the human conditions which ordinarily surround the individual. Therefore, your opportunity to help other life streams awaken out of their human creation will be almost without limit. And I want to thank you all and encourage you all for your sincere determination to make this the success and the victory that releases the greatest possible power to yourselves and to the public and to the nation and also to the world. So do not think for one moment that even the smallest effort is not necessary in your activity of producing that which brings the ascent of master's perfection into this world for permanent expansion. Now we will watch every possible opportunity to assist you in ways you do not even know exist. So as you go forward with greater happiness and the thrill of victorious accomplishment, you will lose more of the power of the great central sun magnet to draw mankind and the nation to greater heights of understanding and awaken them to their divine destiny. So I want you to realize tonight, in our effort to assist you, there comes in and around you many activities of the sacred fire just awaiting an opening through which the thrill of that power can burst through you all in an unexpected moment. So if it bursts, be not surprised. I'm just warning you tonight. I hope you will have great enjoyment in feeling this thrill and enthusiasm and enjoyment of releasing these powers from our octave through your effort to portray the truth to the world. There are many surprises in store for you, and they are all good. There are no surprises that are unpleasant. So in the release of your effort to bring this love and light to the mankind of Earth, there automatically comes to you a greater release from our octave. But I want you to become aware of the fact that we may release some very unusual manifestations as you hold yourselves in this expectant attitude and joyous, thrilling power that does bring the miracles for which you call. I'm just warning you a little, so if some surprises come in the release of the inner powers, you will not be shocked, you will not feel surprised, you will just take it as a natural, normal result of your adoration to your presence and your drawing of the power of the truth that you portray. As you live within the feeling of the miracles that the beloved Master Jesus performed during his ministry, you do not quite understand that you step into a stream of cosmic energy and enfolding sacred fire that contains those same powers. For that stream of life is ever surging to bring those powers into the physical conditions of this world. So, beloved ones, when your attention is upon the Master Jesus and the miracles he performed, you are really dwelling within the flame of his love by which he performed them. So you are far more greatly blessed than you understand in the intellect tonight. And that automatically carries a tremendous raising power into your own affairs, into yourselves, and that automatically radiates forth to all you contact. So everyone who is privileged to be within this pageant or be a part of its production in any sense, whether it be the outer assistance or the actual portrayal of it, automatically keeps the door open for those miracle powers that the Master Jesus used to come in and through and around and in the outer use of yourselves as well as under his direction. You see, he has offered these blessings so long, but mankind must live within his consciousness, which is the flame of his own love, if they are to feel what he felt. And it is the feeling of the same or a similar action of the magnificent powers of life that opens the door into you and your world by which you become accustomed to using those same powers. So we shall expect these powers released through many of you, and I hope all, for both the blessing to the nation and the world and the greater perfecting of your own individual life streams. I shall watch at wherever the light is expanding in and around you to a certain intensity. I will step forward and release the feeling and action of these greater powers wherever the opening is provided. We have wanted you to have the use of these greater powers for some time, but until the desire within you is so great just to hold to the perfection of the presence and the ascended host, so you do not crave phenomena or crave the use of these powers, until you come to that place, you're not safe, because through the ages, individuals have drawn forth many of the magnificent greater powers of life. But if they do not guard those powers and use them only for the upliftment of life, then the fascination of the use of that power swings the individual off of the pathway of light. And that is why we have withheld some of these greater powers from your outer use until you can come to the time when your momentum of intense devotion to the presence reaches a point where the inner light blazes for a certain distance around the body. And when we see that take place, the very next step is our assistance to you to release the power. So in some of these conditions, there are many opportunities where the inner power could come right through the outer action if the quiet is maintained in the feeling and the happiness and kindness of blessing to others becomes just the natural atmosphere about you. Then in the natural use of these greater powers, there comes an automatic protection that safeguards you always. So since I represent the power of sight, the all-seeing eye of God that ever watches over creation, I shall continue to watch in the future as I have in the past. And I hope I may draw you very close into my heart flames, guarding love, that as you feel it in and around yourselves, it holds steady the conditions around you until your higher mental body brings into your outer use these greater powers that make your accomplishment so much more wonderful and always victorious. If you will guard the pictures you hold in your mind, if you will not allow the distortion of conditions in the outer world to hold your attention, but constantly demand the annihilation of every picture that does not produce ascended master perfection in this world, you will keep the atmosphere about you much more invincible against disturbance and against lack and limitation. We are bringing this to your attention quite as well for your supply as for your protection. And I trust your experience of the illumination that will come will bring you joy that is boundless and powers that make you victorious for eternity. I hope the moment of your manifestation is now. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please, and just remain so. Now, I hope you will keep just silent within yourselves this which I am going to say. We have brought into this locality certain blessings and powers for the illumination of those who pass this way. You will be a part of that. And we hope to accomplish through that certain things in this portion of the country that need to be accomplished, and will expand the perfection with greater speed. So in anchoring here these greater activities for future accomplishment, we hope you will be a part of the happiness and the victory which that accomplishment will bring. As you make yourselves a part of it, and it begins to give its eternal release to the earth, you will know something of the happiness we feel when a life stream turns from the shadows and crosses the pathway into the light and gradually is drawn into the heart of its perfection. You are privileged to use these greater powers now to assist many other life streams through this presentation of I Am Come and the moving pictures and animation pictures that are to follow. There are many wonderful blessings, glories and happiness in store for you all through your continued devotion to this which it is your privilege to portray. And there lies ahead of you victory indescribable as you live within this truth of life as you give it to the rest of the world. So as you go forward in greater accomplishment, I will watch every opportunity to give you greater powers and greater assistance for your blessing so you can accomplish greater and greater miracles in your assistance to the outer world. So, my love, ever stands your guarding presence. My heart's flame ever enfolds you. And every power at my command, when it is safe for you to use it, I will give it freely, without money, without price, without any effort, except that you provide the conditions that enables it to act, to bless you and carry a greater light to the rest of the world. So in our combined service to life, I assure you, the life that you set free will love you for eternity and join you in your efforts to free others. So the greatest privilege in the universe is the giving of the light of freedom to that activity of life that has become bound in the shadows of human desire. And just know that as you remember me and feel my heart flame about you, I'm the sphere of iridescent flame around you. Know that that is a powerhouse, a focus of my concentrated power that I place around you for your use, that when you need greater power, it can surge in a moment and do through you and for you what a moment before seemed impossible. And so let us go forward together in the happy achievement of victory without limit and the giving of freedom that the great presence, the mighty I Am, may fulfill its great divine plan and take every life stream through to the fulfillment of its destiny in the ascension. Thank you, and with my heart's flame about you, I clothe you in every power that will bring you victory as you remember me and feel me and accept this sacred fire which I offer through my love. Thank you and good night. Thank you, beloved mighty Cyclopeal. Beloved mighty I Am Presence, hold us sealed within the powerhouse of your own heart's purity, that these powers may act quickly through us all for the freedom and peace to the earth for which we call. To the brothers of the golden rope, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo paint, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, loving, willing, adoring, illumined obedience and such blazing perfection from the heart flame of mighty Cyclopeal that wherever we abide, the sevenfold flame of the victory of the seven mighty Elohim forever rules with full power. We thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in the victory of your own heart's flame and command a life and compel its manifestation everywhere. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Now to the seven mighty Elohim of creation, we ask you to blaze the victory of your own heart's flame, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, into and around into everybody and everything under this radiation, and possess and control us all for eternity. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connections, the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress every power from the hearts of the seven mighty Elohim, command and compel ascended master perfection to blaze forth everywhere the human seems to be. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and mighty Cyclopeal, asking them to accept, amplify it without limit, and charging it with that world-enfolding flame of such power and powers, miracles and victories, of the love from Venus, the love from the seven mighty Elohim, the love from the great central sun, blaze its power without reservation in and around us all, and hold thy dominion here forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those of this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all in this world, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all without passing through the change called death. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the miracle love from every source of perfection in this universe to concentrate now and come to help set the people of America and the world free from all that is not that love for eternity. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, we ask every being of God and God's perfection in the universe, the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host, almighty perfection of eternity, to release whatever sacred fire is indestructible purity and purifying protection to all in this radiation from whom we call necessary to wipe out of the physical octave everything that is of a sinister force as quickly as possible. We thank thee.